Hey guys, let's talk about walking with Jesus. I know this is a very important topic because with the world right now, it's going crazy, man. Rooms of wars. People are being bold. People are burning Bibles. This is crazy. It's like the end of time right now. But we don't see it because our flesh don't let us see it because we're still sinning. Thank God I'm a Jesus Christ follower. And we need to focus on him. I was popular back in the days. Now I'm not because I'm not sinning no more. Let's say that way. In this very dark world we're living here. We need to stay strong with Jesus Christ. Because we are living the end days. We are living in the end days, guys. When he's coming, I don't know. I could say we're living the end days. I'm not going to say that he's coming today or tomorrow, but we are living the end days. You got love for some men. They love money. People love themselves instead of praying for each other. We're not even praying no more. This is what's crazy about it. We're not praying as we used to pray. And it's sad. We're not reading the Bibles. There's Bibles in different states. They're burning the Bibles now because they just don't care about who Jesus is. They say he's just a man. Well, if he's a man, why he raised the dead, got rid of demons. Demons recognize him. Then he says, are you coming before our time to put us to hell? They know who he is. Okay. Then, walk down water, calm storms down. Oh, he's a prophet. No, prophets don't do that. They don't do all the stuff that Jesus does, okay? They say a book here from the moon, he made so many miracles. That's how many miracles he did. I'm here to claim Jesus is the Lord and our Savior. I don't care what people else say. This is mine because he saved my soul. He gave me peace. We still go through trials and tribulations. We must go to trials and tribulations to stay on him because if we be saved and there's no trial and tribulation, we will walk away in that faith real quick so fast we don't know what hit us. So we need trials and tribulations in our lives to stay focused on the Lord. People says, oh, I'm saved, but there'll be no more charges. No. That's not going to happen because Jesus walked in this planet Earth for 3.5 years and he went through a heck of a trial and tribulation. So that's the last days on the crucifixion. This is what I say to you. If you wait, not knowing Jesus, and it'd be too late, you die today, and you see Jesus, and you said to him, I thought you were not real. He's going to look at you crazy. Depart from me. I don't know you. Straight to hell you go. I'm just saying the truth, man. I'm not going to lie to you. It's tough walking with Jesus. It's not easy. It is tough. When you have motivation, when you listen to a motivation speaker, we go all through the trials, same way we do with Jesus. We go through a heck of trials. So I put Jesus first before I do my dreams and goals because he's the one. He's the one, whatever. Failure I go through, my goals, whatever I go through in darkness, whatever I go through, I put Jesus first. Okay? Love you guys. God bless you. I have to go to work. I'm sorry again. I've been through a trials and tribulation in my life. It was tough for a minute, but now I'm back. But, God is controlling in my life and your life. Stay focused on the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you.